bourbon, and beyond. A celebration of the spirit and soul of Kentucky. September 23rd and 24th in Louisville, the world's top bourbons, paired with celebrity chefs, Louisville's top restaurants, and iconic musicians, featuring the voice behind Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Eddie Vedder. The Steve Miller Band. Also featuring Joe Bonamassa, Band of Horses, Gary Clark Jr., Amos Lee, Buddy Guy, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Paul Rogers. Celebrity chef appearances from Tom Colicchio. Over 20 of Louisville's top restaurants, curated by Chef Edward Lee. For the full list of artists, chefs, food, bourbons, and tickets, head to bourbonandbeyond.com. For our love of bourbon, for our love of Kentucky, Bourbon and Beyond. Get your tickets on sale now.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special guest for you. We're joined by Colin Thurman. Colin is with Isotope. He's talking a little bit about their newest project, their newest unveiled product, the Spire. Colin, how's it going?
It's going great. Excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, likewise. We're super excited to have you on today's show. Colin, I just want to talk to you a little bit about this this new product that you guys unveiled. You were recently at the Bourbon and Beyond Music Festival in Louisville, Kentucky, and you were doing demos and showing people this new product called the Spire. I think that it's absolutely groundbreaking. I mean, for what it's going to do for people that are involved with podcasting and also radio, and then of course musicians. This is something that is going to be very impactful to each one of those industries. Tell me just a little bit about the concept of this project. How did you guys first come up with it? What was kind of the catalyst that led to its development?
Sure, absolutely. So, Spire's, the kind of the genesis of Spire really was around some of the frustration that a lot of folks at our company, Isotope, had been feeling around recording, and just how kind of inefficient and frustrating the process was to just capture an idea really quickly. Isotope as a company has really been steeped in a huge amount of kind of software pedigree for really audio professionals. We make a host of products from kind of bedroom musicians all the way through kind of professional mixing and mastering, stuff that your audio engineers would be using, all the way through kind of TV and broadcast and audio repair. But one of the things that we kind of constantly found ourselves, the office is made up of probably the majority of people in there are musicians themselves. And the thing that we kind of constantly felt frustrated about was just how difficult it was to record a simple idea in professional quality. I think for most people today, anybody that's tried to record can probably relate to the feeling of either having one option, which is I've got voice memos on my iPhone. that's really quick, easy, but it also, the sound quality is something desired, and it's kind of hard to do anything with that track once I've kind of just put that initial idea down. And then on the other end of that spectrum is, I may have a bunch of recording equipment and audio interfaces and cables and stuff, but a lot of times when I just want to record a quick idea kind of on the fly, it becomes quite a laborious process to set everything up, plug everything in, make sure my audio drivers are up to date, and kind of 15 or 20 minutes later, I'm actually ready to record the idea. And I think for a lot of people, that's a big barrier to being able to be creative and kind of stay in the moment and kind of stay in that right brain creative zone, and instead you're kind of thrown really quickly into that left brain troubleshooting kind of zone.
Absolutely.
So that problem right there was really kind of the genesis of why we decided to build Spire.
That's awesome. I can relate to everything that you just said. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's like you, to a degree, it's like depending on your situation, you can be very limited by your options just regarding, recording something, making sure that something gets recorded and uploaded. Tell me a little bit about the product. How does it interface with other audio equipment? Because I know that there's an app for The Spire that, of course, helps with operating it and everything. Does it work well with other audio interfaces?
Sure. Yeah, let me kind of explain how the platform itself works. So today we have what we call Spire Studio, which is a hardware piece of recording equipment that really is your all-in-one kind of portable, professional quality recorder. It has a built-in studio quality mic that sounds terrific. It's doing as well as kind of a $800, $900 mic you'd find in a recording studio that you'd pay top dollar to walk into and record your music on. It also has an audio interface on the back that allows you to plug instruments or your own microphone straight into the back of Spire. We even provide phantom power for people that have their own microphones that they're really attached to, so we can kind of support you using your own instruments and mics directly into the back. And then the device itself is relatively easy and kind of streamlined. It's very much, it has a button called sound check on the front that allows you to automatically set a lot of your mic gain levels, so you don't need to know things about gain staging. And then it's really kind of off and running. There's a big record button that you can hit on the front of the face of the unit, and you're automatically starting to multi-track right away. So for us, it was how do we create a device that is as easy as possible and as quick as possible to allow you to get your ideas down, like we said, in what is a professional quality audio, but it's as quick as something like voice memos. So, you know, that device also interfaces. We built in Wi-Fi directly inside of the Spire Studio, and that interfaces and connects wirelessly to the Spire app. And that's something that you can download for free on the App Store today. And what that does is it allows you to see and kind of dig into a lot more features and capabilities that are present. So inside of the Spire app, you obviously can use it as kind of a remote controller to start and stop your recordings. You can also see the actual wave files appear. From there, you can edit and trim inside the app. You can even add creative effects. So if you wanted to put a little bit of reverb or delay on your voice because you wanted to kind of dial in a unique sound for your guitar or your vocals, you could easily do that. We even have amp models for electric guitarists and bass players and pianists to be able to kind of play through some of their favorite amps that they like. And then inside of the app, you can do things like I can put a click track in my ear. I can even go through and mix. And one of the things that we've really tried to redesign on the app itself is a mixing experience for people. And our goal that we kind of hold ourselves to is how do we let people, sound like their audio's gone to a professional audio engineer without needing to spend, all of those years in training to become one. So our mixing interface is actually really intuitive, and it's a really kind of beautiful experience. You have kind of individual circles that are numbered kind of track 1, 2, 3, 4, and you're able to kind of slide those around on an XY grid. So you could imagine that you could bring your vocals up by kind of pulling it up and using gestures that you're used to using on Facebook or Instagram and swiping filters. You can kind of do that and mix your music so that you can kind of create a really perfectly balanced and polished song that from the app you can then share out anywhere. So this kind of goes back to your question of what does it interface with? How do we get the audio of Spire to talk to other things? So from there, we can actually bounce down a final track. So whatever you recorded, you really like it, it sounds great. We can send that out to, Dropbox or Drive. You could email it to somebody. I could text message it to a friend. We can send it to other cloud storage services. You can post it for fans. You also can take the individual project stems or the individual tracks. So let's say you recorded 2 guitar parts and 2 vocal parts. You could take the individual part of each track that you've recorded in a song and send that to something like your computer, where you may have things like Pro Tools or GarageBand or Logic or what we call digital audio workstations. So we certainly support you being able to kind of use Spire as a capture device and something that you can get a really, beautifully polished song. But if you did want to pull it into a professional recording situation, it's totally capable of doing that too.
Wow, that is awesome. You hit on this a little bit just a while ago, but in terms of usability, I think you at one point you likened it to like a Facebook experience. Not to be redundant, but would you say that it's very user friendly? Because I know that a lot of times especially with musicians, you know, they're very artistic and sometimes they're not very tech savvy. Is it very user-friendly, so to speak?
You know, I think that's one of the things that I've certainly heard kind of time and time again. You know, I've been kind of lucky enough to have sat in front of what feels like probably 300 user tests at this point, where we've been putting it in front of musicians of all different stripes and ability levels and genres, and putting it in front of podcasters. People that consider themselves super technologically savvy, all the way through people that call themselves Luddites, you know? And putting Spire in front of people, I think the thing that's shown through really clearly for us is that Spire is incredibly easy and it's incredibly quick. I think the gold standard that we hold ourselves to at iZotope as we're designing the product and as we're continuing to improve it over time is, you know, how do we get the technology out of the way of creativity? And I think for us, it's about using things that are really intuitive and really simple that'll allow you to get to the heart of what you want to do, as opposed to I've got knobs and buttons and I've got to tweak a bunch of settings and there's long setup time. You know, to go back to a couple examples, like the sound check button that we have automatically sets all of your microphone gain staging for you. Most people don't know that that's actually a thing that needs to happen.
That is awesome.
And their mic levels are off, and they're, you know, they get a lot of distortion in their recording. So even there, right out of the gate, we're trying to do a lot of the legwork for you with a ton of really advanced and sophisticated audio processing technology that our company's been working on for the last 15, 16 years, and running that under the hood of Spire, but giving it to you in a way where it's as simple as a click of a single button.
Wow. Yeah, that is, I mean, that in itself is just something that's remarkable, because you're right. I mean, stuff like, you know, setting your gain and making sure that, you know, your levels are properly balanced and everything, that's something that a lot of people neglect, and then you have, you know, feedback and distortion. And so the fact that that's done for you ahead of time is like, it's amazing. I mean, like you said, you're doing a lot of the legwork.
Yeah, I mean, you're totally right. I mean, what that does is it takes an experience that probably takes several, you know, 4 or 5 minutes to, you know, play a little bit, listen to your microphone, tweak it up a little bit, play again. And what we're doing is you hit the sound check button, you play for about 7, 8, 9 seconds. It listens to all the incoming audio and sets that for you automatically. So what is a several minute exercise actually goes down to just a matter of a few seconds. So we're really excited about that. And, you know, I mean, you made the comparison to things like Facebook and Instagram. You know, we're certainly looking at things like, you know, what are people used to doing on their cell phone? You know, they're used to swiping through filters on Instagram. They're used to using, you know, particular gestures on the phone. So instead of redesigning, like, you could imagine, we could have redesigned a mixing console with, like, you've seen these photos of these, you know, like, 32 sliders that kind of move up and down, like a really hardcore piece of professional recording gear. Well, we're certainly not trying to put something that big into a small, tiny iPhone screen. That would just be like a really awful experience. So instead, we're trying to take a look at what are the gestures that people use and think about how easy it is to make your photos look really interesting across Instagram. Well, how do we do that as easily so you can now have creative effects that you kind of tune in on your sound, but make it as quick as, hey, I'm swiping through an Instagram filter.
Absolutely. Yeah, because, I mean, that, to me, you know, especially with a lot of people, you know, millennials, you know, that's what we closely identify with is, you know, the ability to, you know, swipe left, swipe right, you know, just like you said, the phone gestures that we've become so accustomed to. And so the fact that, you know, the Spire offers this and, you know, it's very user-friendly, I think it just makes it that much more intriguing and just a must-have.
Yeah, I think it's really incredible, and not only that, but you know, the thing that we've been really excited at the office is putting it in front of a bunch of musicians and really creative artists. You know, people see it fitting into their creative workflow, and it actually, you know, recording can become an experience that you know, people can actually kind of emotionally connect to, no matter where they are. So. One of the things that I think I've really been blown away by and really kind of surprised me was, you know, imagine that you're swiping through an effect and all of a sudden you can hear that in your headphones and you're in the middle of a park, outdoors recording, but all of a sudden, you know, it sounds like you're in the middle of a beautiful concert hall with like lovely reverb and you're in a room that just, that sounds amazing. I mean, it changes the way that you perform.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're actually able to record with those effects. You're able to hear it in your headphones without latency. And part of that is due to the Wi-Fi that we built in. Bluetooth has some compression and it has some latency in your headphones. But with Wi-Fi, we're actually able to give you an experience that you're playing in, you know, any number of kind of beautiful spaces. And I think when musicians are able to hear that, they respond to it differently. Their musicianship gets better. Their phrasing, the way that they articulate and kind of emotionally respond to the music that they're recording on the spot, is really different. And I think that's a really exciting thing to see people kind of move from an experience of like, oh, I'm going to record this thing really quickly, but I'll never use it again. It's just a scratch tool that gets thrown away, to, hey, I recorded this thing kind of on the fly in a moment's inspiration, but now that's a high quality audio file that I can develop and I can work with, or I can bring it into a professional recording session. I can send it to my mix engineer. So none of the audio files that kind of had to hit the cutting room before, now all of those are usable, and I think people are really excited about that idea.
I'm excited about that as well. Can you tell me how many settings does the Spire have? You mentioned, you know, you could be outdoors in an outdoor setting, and then you could choose, you know, to have, you know, like this concert hall experience. About approximately how many settings does it have?
So, you know, as of right now, I mean, it'll be whatever number I give you right now. Tomorrow, it'll probably be a different number, because we're continuing to kind of add effects all the time. We actually just pushed an update today that has some new effects in it. And we've got in a few weeks, we've got some more coming. I would say right now, we have, as of today, roughly around a dozen really solid kind of core effects. And one of the things that we're doing is, by building this kind of recording platform on a software base, we can do software and firmware updates to the Spire Studio and the Spire app. So you could imagine all of a sudden you get pinged with a notification that says, hey, go update your Spire app. You'll download the new version from the App Store, and all of a sudden you've got three new creative effects that have been added to your portfolio, the catalog of what you have. You know, our idea is to, let's continue to add value and give you new creative effects and give people new things over time, so that you are, you know, the device that you buy today gets better over time, as opposed to, if you think about a lot of the historical recording equipment, you buy this piece of gear and in 2 or 3 years it becomes obsolete. So our idea is to actually flip that around and give you something that actually improves over time.
I love that. I think that's another attractive aspect to the Spire, is that it's constantly evolving, and it's something that you'll be able, it's a purchase that will essentially pay for itself, because it's constantly being used, it's being updated, and it's something that you can constantly implement, which is, you know, unfortunately with a lot of tech, as you know, it becomes outdated very quickly. But with the Spire, with it constantly evolving and you guys adding more and more, it just makes its use almost infinite. So I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. We have a team of just extraordinary engineers back home that are kind of thinking day and night. And you know, you mentioned that we were just at the Bourbon and Beyond Festival. I mean, we went there, we did 70-plus recording sessions with folks that were there at the festival. And I know kind of immediately on the back end of that, you know, the team was able to see, you know, kind of what people responded to well, what people liked about the Spire. You know, we got a lot of great feedback from people that were there. And then I can say that that was probably 9 days ago. And today we just, like I said, we just pushed an update today that actually had a lot of the, you know, recommendations and fixes and tweaks that we heard from the people at Bourbon and Beyond. So in 9 days, we were able to turn an update according to what we heard. And I think that, you know, the more and more people that use it, the more and more that we see, you know, kind of creative musicians get out there in the world and continue to use Spire, the better it's going to become.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a bit of an asinine question, but does the Spire app, is it supported both in iTunes on an iPhone as well as an Android? Are you in the Google Play Store?
So as of right now, we're an iOS-only device, so okay. It'll only be available on Apple products. We're not on Android yet. It's certainly something that we're looking to do in the future. We've heard that kind of loud and clear. You know, we are doing some really in-depth investigation right now on what it'll take and how long it'll take us to kind of roll out our Android platform. And we're certainly taking that really seriously and looking to do that in the future. But for right now, we are iOS only.
Okay, got it. Tell me a little bit, because, you know, when I look at the Spire, it just, it's so, you know, its portability and its availability is something that really kind of drew me in as well. And what I mean by that is it's a device that is so easy to just pick up, put in your bag, and take and go. When you were designing this product, this device, how important was, I guess, portability for you? Was that something that you guys were adamant about? Because, you know, one would think with, you know, the amount of settings and the versatility of the Spire that it would be much, much bigger, but it's actually, you know, something that could essentially fit in the palm of your hand. Tell me, I guess, how important that was for you to create something that, you know, people could, you know, have portability and mobility with.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would say that that was one of the paramount considerations for us as we were designing the product. I mean, for those of, you know, your listeners that are tuning in, you know, Spire is something, like you said, you can hold it in a single hand. It's like putting a large cup of coffee in your hand, a coffee mug. I mean, it's not much bigger than that at all.
Right.
And like you said, you know, we wanted to design it to be, you know, you could fit it into the pouch in the front of your electric guitar. You could put it in the head of your guitar, hard guitar case. You could throw it in your backpack or your purse super easily. And like, it's just on the road with you, that thing that kind of gets, you can kind of take it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to kind of jump ahead, and I want to talk about price points. You know, for our listener out there that, you know, is listening and they love what they're hearing and they want to, you know, purchase a Spire, what price range could they expect to purchase this device at?
Sure. So Spire's on sale today for $349, and the adjoining app, the Spire app, is actually free to download on the App Store today. So you can find Spire Studio directly on our website at www.spire.live or through our retail partners, folks like Sweetwater, Guitar Center, Musician's Friend, B&H, Reverb.com. So we have a host of great partners that it's available through as well.
I love it. Is there any type of, you know, I know that the Spire, it's relatively straightforward just in terms of its usability and everything. But for somebody out there, or a listener out there that, you know, is going to take the leap and purchase a Spire, in the event that they do have any sort of, like, technical issues or difficulties, is there any type of technical support for the product?
Absolutely. So we have a full customer care team that is available to anybody that purchases Spire Studio. They are musicians and technicians themselves, so they know the product kind of inside and out and are available to help. And obviously, if there's any issues with products that are happening, you know, our team is there to support anybody who may have it. And obviously, we'll make sure that everybody has, you know, kind of the best experience possible.
So we have an excellent customer care team that's available to folks, you know, via phone, email. It's a really good crew, so people should sleep easy knowing that they've got you know, a lot of audio and engineers behind them.
I love it. You know, with the Spire, you know, with any device, you know, oftentimes people will launch online forums, you know, to talk about the product, to discuss it amongst themselves, and to compare how, you know, they've used the product and how it's helped them. Do you know of any, I guess, official Spire forums, like, that people could go to and kind of join in and become a community?
So, as of right now, I mean, we don't actually host any official Spire forum that's available. I'm sure somewhere down in the, you know, the recesses of the internet, there's plenty of conversation that's happening around it, but we don't actually have a kind of an official official place. Our website at spire.live has a ton of supporting materials and tutorial videos and frequently asked questions. So certainly we're encouraging people that should they have questions around Spire, like you mentioned before, our customer care team and our website is just a really rich resource for people to find out everything possible they may want to know about Spire.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love that. So tell me, what's on the horizon for Team Spire? I know that you were recently at the Bourbon and Beyond Music Festival, the inaugural festival in Louisville, and you've been a part of some other festivals. Where can our listeners see you next?
That's right. Yeah, that's a great question. So, in addition to, you know, having a digital presence, one of the things that we're really doing is taking a very kind of DIY tact. You know, we're taking Spire out on the road and taking it on tour just like a band would. So one of the things that we're doing is we're going to kind of key festivals and cultural cities and locations and places all around the country and the United States that that are having interesting musical events happening. And we've retrofitted a huge RV with a mobile recording studio inside. So we have instruments and amplifiers, and we've completely renovated the inside so that people can come in and actually have a recording experience with Spire at any one of our festivals. So we'll be touring that around the country. And you can find that, again, on our website at spire.live. There's a section that says Spire on Tour. And you can find all of our tour dates and stops. We're continually adding dates as, you know, people are requesting we come and hang out and go to different festivals. So we'll be touring the country if people want to come check us out there.
I love it. I love it. I wanted to ask for, you know, somebody out there that is listening that's, you know, perhaps attached to, you know, a festival or community event. How can they contact Spire to set up a, you know, a demo tour at their specific festival or event?
Oh, absolutely. So you can certainly get a hold of us, you know, through the website at, you know, customer care or support at spire.live would be the best place. If anybody has a recommendation for a place or a request, you can find us, give us a shout out on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. All of our handles there are at Made with Spire. So please shout out us to us on social. We'll certainly be listening there. You can email our support team, and obviously there's a bunch of you know, a web forum and all kinds of places that you can kind of submit requests for the on tour portion of things. So. Give us a shout on social. That'll probably be the easiest place. And if you guys are looking to have us stop by, we'll certainly see if it fits into our tour routing and we can make it happen.
I love it. I love it. And Colin, with the holidays rapidly approaching, you know, Black Friday and Cyber Monday and a slew of other, you know, Christmas itself, people, you know, they're definitely going to be in the shopping mood, and they're going to want to, you know, buy stuff for their loved ones and so on and so
sure.
forth. Obviously, Spire is a great gift for, you know, that aspiring musician or, you know, full-on musician, as well as a broadcast professionals. Can our listeners, do you think, confirm or deny, will there be any new, any type of new software or additions unveiled around the holidays with Aspire?
So we're certainly looking at that right now. I can't kind of let that cat out of the bag too early, but gotcha. We'll certainly be looking to do some things for the holidays to really make sure that, Aspire, like you said, it really is a perfect gift for any podcaster or musician that you know in the family, and it, you know, we'll be looking to do something special for the holidays as well. But like you said, it really is kind of a perfect gift for anybody that that you may have in your orbit that that's a musician.
Absolutely. I know that you know, Spire has taken full advantage of, you know, the grassroots marketing and during the tour, as you said. But you also have a very good social media presence. I was wondering for our listeners if you could give us the Spire social media handles so that they could, you know, follow along with you guys.
Oh, absolutely. So you can find us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our handles there are Made with Spire. So on Facebook, that's facebook.com/madewithspire. That's our Twitter handle as well, and you can find us there on Instagram. We even have a SoundCloud page that all the people that are kind of coming in and recording with Spire, we're posting a lot of their music to our Made with Spire SoundCloud page as well. So you can hear a lot of examples of what really amazing and creative folks are doing with our SoundCloud page. Obviously, find us on social, follow us, and we'll continue to put out some really cool content with songwriters and amazing musicians along the way, and it'll be worth following.
I love it, Colin. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to just thank you again, and I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Well, yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. I would just say for anybody that's out there, you know, it is possible to get a professional recording, and it is possible to do it easily. You don't need to be an audio engineer to sound like one. So we're certainly really excited about it. And once again, we'd be really appreciative if you, you know, tell your friends and check us out at www.spire.live.
I love it. We will definitely do that, Colin. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Guys, that was Colin Thurman. He's with Spire. You can check them out. We'll put the link to their website in the body of this post. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also available for on your iOS device. If you've got an Apple product of any kind, you can listen to us by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the iTunes store. Download the app, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Colin. We're also available for Android users. If you have an Android phone or product of any kind, you can listen to us by going to the Google Play Store, search Google Play Music, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Colin. Lastly, we're available on Roku. If you've got a Roku television or a Roku Smart TV, you can watch us right in the comfort of your own home. We've got over 200 plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge. From your Roku smart television or your Roku device, just go to the Roku channel store. Search for our name, Witten Radio. Once you download our app, you can begin streaming countless hours, all free of charge. Again, that is from the Roku store. Search Witten Radio.